Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. So today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll be talking about the energy of change. We're in a summer, fall, winter, next spring, and next summer of change. So discover how you can work with these energies better and stay centered while we're spinning with change. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I just want to announce that the What's Up in the Heavens that I send out to people who have signed up for it had a glitch last night. My webmaster is working on it, and soon, hopefully today, you will have it. So if it didn't show up in your email box, look for it later today. And also, I want to remind you that our new fall program for 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business will start October 7th. And you know how time flies, so that is just around the corner. This program is for anyone who works in business or has their own company. And if you're ready to work in the flow and move into the abundant universe instead of the scarce one, check out this 8-month program with a monthly class and a group coaching session by phone. We're so confident that this program can assist you in your prosperity that it has a money-back guarantee. To learn more, you can go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, just look for the new fall program for 8 Keys Prosperity Training under What's New. So, what's up in the heavens? Now, first of all, we're still in the midst of those summer eclipses. Have you had an eclipse event recently? Something unexpected, perhaps a failure of some type, or perhaps something has happened to your body that you didn't anticipate. We're still in the influence of the July 7th lunar eclipse, and next Tuesday, July 21st, we're having a total solar eclipse. Now, unfortunately, we don't get to see that here, and people in India, China, and parts of Korea can see it. It's a total and long eclipse, over 6 minutes, so this means it's very strong in its effects. And that's a signal to us that those places which can see the eclipse will be most impacted by it, at least in the sense of world news. It's likely we'll see more challenges from Korea in the pursuit of their nuclear capabilities. China is likely to take on more power, especially in terms of the new world currency discussion. And for that matter, both China and India could take on more power economically than they already have, shifting it away from the United States. And indeed, we also see the USA Pluto getting eclipsed on July 21st, suggesting that our country's power is being diminished. Now, that is probably due to the government's financial situation, but it's also indicative of other factors. The power in the world is now shifting from the West to the East, and that shows up in the Mayan calendar. Now, all of the eclipses this summer have the same common meaning, which is this. There's a sudden need for reform. Yeah, a sudden need to reform old ideas or methods due to unexpected failures of existing systems, processes, or beliefs. New methods and ideas are required to deal with these events. Blockages could be violently and tragically removed. So let's be sure we're all making some new choices this summer. There's also a secondary meaning to this total solar eclipse on July 21st. This eclipse is related to being constrained by old social conditioning or leading the charge for freedom and to break down the barriers of tradition. It's possible that you will find that although you may feel free, you're actually constrained by many traditional or conservative values. This is actually an opportunity to experience true freedom as you break through some of the social conditioning that binds you. Now, the July 21st eclipse is at 29 degrees and 27 minutes of Cancer. So if your chart or your company chart has a planet or a personal point between 26 Cancer and 2 degrees of Leo, or 26 degrees of Capricorn and 2 degrees of Aquarius, then this eclipse will have an impact on you. And remember, all eclipses can have an impact up to 30 days before or after the actual eclipse. So this one can impact us through August 21st. Now, the next cycle I want to mention is Sun trine Uranus. This is going on now. It's been in range since July 12th. It's going to stay in range through July 24th, and it's peaking tomorrow on July 18th. So this is a terrific cycle that is very strong for leaders to make new choices and lead others down new paths. And what a timely time to have this cycle, isn't it? And it's also a time when we could see some radical, bold, or innovative changes from leaders. Now, on a personal note, you may want to do something completely different during this period. And if so, be sure you follow your instincts, because it can be very stimulating and exciting. And you may also need more exercise than normal during this period, because our bodies need some way to discharge the excess electrical energy that's running through them during this period. Now, between July 15th through the 27th, we may encounter financial and relationship challenges related either to not enough money or to a relationship that could be either ending or encountering some challenges. Oh, dear. Now, this cycle is Venus square Saturn, and it will peak on July 21st. Yes, that's the eclipse day. And a positive use of this energy financially would be to track your finances and make a budget. Now, in terms of a relationship, Venus is in the sign of Gemini, and this lady is a bit of a flirt. Venus and Gemini likes to hang out with lots of different people, and this can be seen by some partners as someone who's not loyal. So if you happen to be in that relationship, it's a good idea to take a different viewpoint and see this as part of the person's nature, not as being disloyal to you. And if you can't do that with these eclipses afoot, you're likely to find yourself without the relationship. Venus in Gemini does not like to be controlled. She's not a householder person. She's a trail person, and she's looking for a trail mate. And if you're not that person, she'll probably find someone who's more suitable soon. That's because right before this cycle of Venus square Saturn peaks, it comes into range of three more cycles, which can also impact finances and relationships. Now, between July 21st through the 31st, we have three financially abundant cycles, which help offset any challenges related to scarcity. And these three cycles are Venus trine Jupiter, Neptune, and Chiron. And this is a far stronger group of cycles than the lack of money cycle. So if you will get your budget in order using the other cycle, these cycles will bring some great opportunities. Venus trine Jupiter and Venus trine Chiron are two of the best high growth financial cycles there are. These two cycles are peaking on July 26th and July 27th. But between July 24th and 29th, there are unusually good financial growth opportunities. And some of them could make you a bunch of money. But remember, Jupiter and Chiron are both retrograde, and this means there will be some delays before all that money shows up. So don't count your chickens before they hatch. Also remember that we create more of whatever we focus on. So if you want to make the most of these abundance cycles, stay focused on creating prosperity and joy, especially since you know ahead of time that the scarce money cycle is followed by abundance. Do some joyful things, which will help you attract more money. And remember, there are plenty of joyful activities which are free. So being joyful is a choice, and make good use of that. The third cycle, which is Venus trine Neptune, can be very expansive financially, but it's also notorious for money flowing out easily, too. This cycle peaks quite late on July 27th in the Pacific time zone, or in the wee hours of the morning on July 28th for the Eastern time zone. It's particularly great for artistic types and any type of artistic events, art, dancing, photography, movies, anything inspirational, too. So it can be easy to spend your money on some fun or inspiration. Just be sure you have enough extra in the budget, because right after this, we get another challenging financial cycle. And that cycle is Venus square Uranus. This occurs between July 22nd through August 2nd. And it's associated with unexpected expenses. Yikes! Or it can also be associated with sudden and unexpected loss of a relationship. Or loss of money somehow. So notice this one occurs right after all the abundance. So pay attention. This cycle suggests that if you're not careful, the money will run in and then run right out again. Or if you have a deal that you're expecting to pay off big time, it might not do that. So if you've started a new relationship and now you find that it's departing rather quickly. So find a way to save some of the money or fund before you let it run out the door. Now, in summary, you may start off feeling like you don't have enough now, but plenty is on the way. And since that's also followed by a surprising financial challenge, be sure you save some of whatever shows up. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can now sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's still free, and it's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. No need to take notes or remember to go to the website. Just the simple process of registering for it so we can send it to you free each week. To do so, go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And the link will be under What's New on the left side. Get signed up today. So do you know how to handle all the constant changes that we're going through? When I come back after this short break, I'll give you some tips when I talk about the energy of change. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Did you know Greek yogurt has 20 billion live and active probiotic bacterial cells per serving? This healthy type of bacteria in yogurt helps boost the immune system by protecting the gastrointestinal tract and fighting off harmful organisms, preventing disease, and helping you keep in tip-top shape. Did you have your Greek Gods yogurt for breakfast today? For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
Did you know that there's a direct link between smoking and back pain? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunz, here to share some information about smoking. Tobacco smoke contains over 4,000 chemicals, including nicotine and carbon monoxide. These chemicals constrict arteries and interfere with blood circulation, which results in oxygen and other nutrients not being properly circulated. The nerves in the spine then become weak and brittle. The good news is that once you quit smoking, proper blood flow returns. Regular chiropractic adjustments ensure that blood flow and nutrients are properly flowing to your spine and organs. For tips on how to quit smoking and how chiropractic can help, visit our website at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunz, on the Dr. Pat Show the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Are you living your life to the max? Is there anything you would like to change about how you feel or what you're experiencing? You can have anything you want, and empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you the way. Living your life to the max is more than a catchphrase. It's what we intended when we came into this life. Empowerment psychic medium Linda Dickinson online at inmyfuture.com. For private sessions, call 800-206-9096. Live your life to the max.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about the energy of change and how you can better handle all the changes we're going through. After that, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Okay, so what's going on that we're constantly faced with making changes? Are we ever going to catch a break? Will we ever slow down and go back to what we used to refer to as normal? wouldn't that be nice? First of all, as I've mentioned a few times on previous shows, back in 1999, we began a period of 12.8 years in which we're transforming our consciousness 20 times faster than we did previously. This means that we're doing the same amount of transformation in 12.8 years that we did in the previous 256 years. Now, if that isn't enough already, after that period ends, we have a final period of 260 days in which we'll do the same amount of transformation we're now doing during these 12.8 years. Frankly, that's enough to make my head spin. I can't even imagine what that will be like. Now, what I'm trying to convey is that the pace of change is accelerating at an exponential speed. And we are the ones who need to change. We need to change our consciousness so that we can participate in and create a very different and wonderful world. It's rumored that we can create 1,000 years of peace. Now, wouldn't that be nice? Now, as if all that isn't plenty already, we have several cycles afoot that are pushing us to make these changes this summer, fall, winter, next spring, and next summer. This summer, we have the eclipses pushing us to make new choices or face tragic or violent consequences. This September, we're back into the earthquake-type energies, Saturn opposite Uranus, which can create political, economic, physical earth changes, and personal earthquakes. And issues which have become intolerable often have to change at that point. Then, in very late October through late March of next year, we have another cycle, Saturn square Pluto, which is all about transforming structures and processes. Now, what do I mean by structures? Well, it depends. Structures in your body include things like your bones, your teeth, your organs. Structures in your life include things like your job or your career, your relationships, your home and family, and your physical self. Structures in your business include things like your products and services, the processes you use to create, deliver, and market those products and services, and management. It also includes how and who manages the business. You know, who your customers are, your vendors are, and legal issues. Now, this cycle is generally considered negative for the economy, Saturn square Pluto. And to give you an idea of what that cycle could be like, we had a similar cycle back in 2001 when we had the 9/11 attack. That was Saturn opposite Pluto instead of the square. But they're both challenging and dynamic cycles associated with transforming structures. And the structures that were transformed then included the World Trade Towers, our rights, our domestic security, airline travel, and much of the legal system. Now, as soon as we get past that cycle, we have another of the earthquake cycle series, our favorite, Saturn opposite Uranus. And again, we'll see more political, economic, physical, and personal earthquakes. And that cycle peaks on April 26th of 2010 for the fourth time. Now, again, we'll be changing whatever issues and structures we find intolerable in our lives, in our communities, at work, and in our country or state. Now, that cycle is followed 2 months later by a humdinger of a summer solstice, which sets the tone for the whole summer period. And by then, the energies of revolution are coming into full focus. We'll only get a taste of them at that level of intensity, and then things will start to retreat for several months. But essentially, we have an enormous set of issues coming to a major head in late July and August of 2010. We get the final Saturn opposite Uranus, with Saturn and Mars both conjunct and square to Pluto, and opposite both Jupiter and Uranus. Now, this is basically a setup to see whether we'll be able to grow our consciousness fast enough to prevent a major war. So, can you see that the universe doesn't have any breaks in this lineup for us? We just go from one major change to the next for five sets of major changes over the next year. If you followed what I just told you, you can see that we have our work cut out for us. And boy, it's a lot to do in the next year. All of us have to change our consciousness enough to prevent a major war. But just how are we supposed to do that? Most of us are caught up in survival mode and we can't figure out how, I mean, we can't even imagine how we have time to think about making such changes. So here are some tips to help with the process of change. First, the energy of change brings both chaos and opportunity. Things are in flux, and often you feel like you don't know what you can count on. This is what makes change hard. There's a lot of uncertainty, but that's also the positive side of change. The uncertainty gives you a new opportunity to create what you want, not what you've been stuck with for hundreds or thousands of years. I guarantee you, we're in the main event now, the main event for which all of us on this planet came here. It's time for us to wake up and realize that we are the ones who can make the changes we want. Now is our chance. Second, you know in your heart of hearts that the way the world works, with multinational corporations and governments full of corruption and greed, with people still lacking respect and tolerance for others, and with judgmentalness still pervading our thought patterns through every religion known and most forms of education, this is no way to create peace and harmony in this world. And if we're going to create peace and harmony, we have a big job to do in the next year to prevent a major war. Now, we know that everything that we see happen in the world is first created energetically. And our corporations and governments are only reflecting back to us the fact that we're out of integrity with ourselves. They couldn't get away with their greed and corruption, except that we let them. That is, unfortunately, the sad truth. So part of the changes we're making now is to put ourselves back into integrity, clean up our own acts, and hold corporations and governments accountable for their actions. I know that sounds like a lot of work, but there are many internet groups doing the tracking for us. All we have to do is let our voices be heard. But what's the real message here? It's that we are always creating more of whatever we think, feel, and focus on. And if we want our corporations and governments to be accountable, we have to be that way too. If we want our religions and educational systems to be tolerant and respectful of differences, then we need to be that way. And so it goes. We need to embody those changes in us that we want to see in the world. And when we do that, we ensure that the governments of the world do not have enough energy to go to war. You can only prevent a war by energetically creating peace first, and that means we must first create peace within ourselves. Third, when we're in this major period of change, we'll have many people, including the majority of our media, working to put us all into fear. Now, why is that? Because people are easily controlled when they're afraid. They won't take action when they're scared. They tend to run and hide and forget about making those corporations and governments accountable. And if we're all scared enough, maybe we'll just forget about all these major changes we need to make. Don't count on it. There are enough people awake now to create quite a shift. So what's the lesson behind this? Stay out of fear. Your energy, your thoughts, and your feelings are much more powerful than you realize. Literally, we can create anything with our energy, and it's up to us to be responsible for creating a better world to live in. If you can stay positive in your approach with all those changes going for the better, then you'll easily be able to trust the universe to bring you whatever is in your highest good. And when you do that, you will manifest or create exactly that for your life. But what's going to happen if you're in fear instead? That can only create negative situations in your life. That's the biggest choice we must each face over the next year. Are we going to choose fear or are we going to choose faith? This is a lesson about learning to trust ourselves and the universe, knowing that the universe really wants to bring us exactly what we really want, and it's doing so through these changes. Now, just how are we going to keep up with all these changes? Well, first of all, we have to make like a gyroscope. A gyroscope becomes more and more stable the faster it spins, just like a top. Now, how are we going to keep up with all these changes spinning around us? We're going to use our intuition to make choices and learn to trust ourselves and the universe. This is crucial. There's no more time to do a lot of research. We have to learn to trust our own inner voice, our own intuition to make our decisions. Now, once a gyroscope has been broken in any area, it doesn't have the structural integrity it needs to spin at all. For us, if we lose our structural integrity when we make choices that go against what's in our hearts. And when we're out of integrity with what's in our hearts, we cannot function with these constant changes. It's very important to be centered in our heart now, to check in with it regularly and see what and how it's feeling. This is at the center of our intuition and being able to keep up with all the changes. So if you want to keep up with all these changes, start making choices from your heart and intuition. Now, I know we're headed into a break, and after this short break, I'll be taking your calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, and I am here with Becky Miller from Kent, who is another successful client of Positive Changes. Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again when you stop dieting? Well, Becky decided to quit dieting and make a lasting lifestyle change with the help of Positive Changes Hypnosis. Becky, tell us how much weight you lost.
I've lost 65 pounds.
Tell us how Positive Changes is different than a diet.
I used to be out of control with my eating. Positive Changes put me back in control. I didn't really give up anything, but I just made better choices. I had no deprivation. If I really wanted something, I had a couple bites, and then really didn't want the rest of it.
Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Get more energy in your step and reduce your joint impact by 50%. Join the thousands of people who have found pain relief from using Z-Coil footwear. These unique shoes are engineered to relieve pain that starts at your feet and works its way up your body. You have nothing to lose but your pain. Give Z-Coil footwear a try. They're available at Z-Coil of Seattle. Call 206-838-7338 and visit your2feet.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an ecotour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And remember, if you have a personal question, I need your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And after I take your calls, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first, before I take your calls, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get to the heart of your major challenge. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do, and thanks for waiting so patiently. To all of our callers, I'll be right back with Christy and Miko in just a second. But first, we're going to take Kelly. She's calling in from Seattle. She's been struggling with her 2 daughters, and the ages of them are 19 and 24, so it'd be like struggling with me. I'm in the same age bracket. So, Mom, thank you very much for being there for me, that's for sure. I've gone through a lot with you. Kelly's birth date is July 2nd of 62 at 10:30 a.m. in Battle Creek, Michigan. So, Kelly, welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline.
Thank you. Thank you, Madeline.
Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
So, tell me what's going on.
I'm not putting it all on them. It's all of us, but we just have a great difficulty getting along. I, as you can see with my chart, am sensitive, and it's not that they're not, but I don't know what it is. I don't know what I'm drawing to me that I have this chaos with them in my life. And they're wonderful. They're just very intense women. We all are.
Okay. Okay. And are there control issues or not?
No.
No, not control issues. So.
I think I'm just mom to them,
uh-huh.
And I think because of my sensitive nature, I'm more than mom. I'm a woman. I'm a human. I have needs.
Right.
But to them, I think they're just used to being just mom, and I guess what I need is how do I not take it so personal? But how do I override my chart?
So
one
thing that you might consider is do you have a new story you would prefer to start telling about them?
Well, I do tell the story of how wonderful they are and how amazing they are, and that's my number one story. It's the underlying stuff that I'm learning to help.
So is there a new story about the way that they treat you?
You want me to manifest it?
Well, I want you to think about a story that concerns your relationship with them.
Right, right.
Not so much that they are, you know, I'm not focusing on, you know, how they're doing in their personal life so much as the relationship.
Right. And my new story, and has been, and I've been working to manifest it, is that we are a family that has each other's backs. We're there for each other. We respect each other because I don't have that with my sister and my mother. So I'm learning, my daughters will always know I'll be there. And maybe that's it. Maybe that's why I'm a bit of an enabler and they've taken advantage. But the story I have is that we can get upset about something, express ourselves, and still know we are a family and have each other's backs and support each other. I have this idealistic dream.
Well, I wouldn't say that's idealistic. I'd say that is very doable.
I think so. But I don't know what's in block inside me that may be holding that back. I don't know.
Well, right now, one of the things that's going on for you is that you're encountering some what I would call rigid thinking.
You think, yeah?
And this is Saturn square to your Mercury, which tends to create things being hard or challenging. It always sees the hard part of things.
It seems like it's been going on for a couple months.
Yeah, it has. It's been going on for quite some time now. So it's been getting closer and closer the last few months and a little more challenging. So you might end up having these conversations with your daughter where you're kind of the disciplinarian.
Yeah, and I don't want that.
Right. They want you to be, at that age, they want you to be a friend.
Right. They're 1924.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're literally of legal age, so it's not like you can really tell them what to do.
Yeah, and I don't want to, and I don't want them to tell me what to do either.
Exactly, exactly. So you're making a few adjustments because you know you're encountering this situation with what I would call rigid or kind of negative thinking. It's negative thought patterns.
Yes, I've noticed it, and it's very unlike me. I'm a very Pollyannic person. I believe in hope and faith, and my thoughts is where my life follows.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what's underlying that I'm not getting, that this negative thinking is stirring up, so to speak, something to heal.
Yes, that's exactly right. And probably it was started, you know, a long time ago. I mean,
yes.
Not even necessarily this lifetime. It could even have been, you know, earlier than that. So I wouldn't necessarily worry so much about identifying where it came from as I would try to figure out what is my new story going to be that's positive about my relationship with my daughters.
Okay.
You're identifying that you need to have boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yes.
And so that's important, but you also have each other's back. You trust each other.
Yes.
You see. So try and put together that new story. Put it on a piece of paper. Put it in your pocket. Put it, you know, write it on the bathroom mirror.
Yeah, I'm good at that. I'm
the computer, you know, all those things. You know, put whatever that new story is in different places around your house and your car so you can remember
it. And happy pictures together.
And what?
And happy pictures together.
Yes, happy pictures together. Exactly.
I'm really good. I like. Yeah. I got that from Louise Hay. You know,
great.
I put that things, affirmations around, and it's amazing what that does.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much for calling in, Kelly.
Thank you for being here. I appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, well, that leaves another line open at 1-800-930-2819 at the Cosmic Connections with Madeline Gorick Show. Should we go off to another caller?
Yeah, let's just start another caller.
All right,
yes.
Let's do it. Let's go off to Christy. She's calling in from Kenmore. She wants a little more prosperity around some cha-ching, some money, of course, like we all do. She wants to win the lottery, maybe some scratch ticket action. Her birth date is 12/21/56 at 2:53 a.m. in Longview, Washington. You got that?
No.
Okay. I'll repeat it. 12/21/56.
Okay.
2:53 a.m.
2:53. Okay.
Type faster. Longview, Washington.
Okay. I'm getting there.
Right. Christy, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Christy.
Hi. Good morning, Madeline.
So you're looking for more money?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a good start.
Shake a piggy bank or two.
Yeah, okay, so let's see. I'm just pulling up your chart. Whoops, I did that incorrectly, so we're going to try this again. Okay, buy wheel this time. Okay.
Currently, Madeline is inputting the information into her database while we wait.
No, I have it. Okay, so Christy, tell me what's happening with your money situation right now.
Oh, I'm just I'm a caregiver and an old man I took care of for 4 years, just went into adult family home, so I have a lot more free time.
Mm.
Yeah, kind of a transition.
So does that mean...
I've been doing affirmations and, bring me something new.
Okay, good. And so does that mean you're unemployed or just less employed?
Less
employed. Okay, uh-huh. Good. And how long ago did that happen?
Oh, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay, so it's pretty recent yet.
Uh-huh.
And do you have any sense that, you know, you would like a tiny breather before you start another?
Yeah, I think so.
I was just curious because, it's summertime.
Yeah.
A good time to get out and do a few things before the winter comes. So you have a couple of things that are going on here. And
okay.
I'm not certain how this might feel in terms of later this year, but right now it looks like you've just had a very recent loss of money. It's going to continue for just a little while longer, and then it's going to move on. So, and there's a another cycle. Let's see. This other cycle, I was just looking to see how it was impacting you. We're having kind of an abundance cycle that's coming into the range here very soon. And So during the last couple of weeks, you know, check to see if you can find some opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Because the last part of this month is fabulous for getting up, and I'm hearing the music. So don't expect this lull in money to last long. Give it a couple of weeks and then start looking.
Okay. All right, great.
All right, you take care. Thanks a lot for calling in, Christy. Okay, you know, we're off to a break here. And when we come back from the short break, I'll be taking one or two calls and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Find out what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at TotalTransformation.com.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or go to AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit VitalityChiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on The Dr. Pat Show.
In the world of Amelina, our commitment is to making the time spent with us an interlude to be remembered and treasured. The best gift is the gift of health. Give it to yourself and valued others. Amelina International Day Spa is located in downtown Seattle and Yakima Valley. Visit our website at amelina.com. That's spelled UMMELINA.com. Or call 206-624-1370.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we already probably have all the callers we can handle for today. And after that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, do we have another caller?
We do. I think we have time for about one more. Let's take Miko, who is calling in from Bellevue, Washington. He's a stay-at-home dad. He has a couple financial questions for you, Madeline. His birth date is 10/11/51. At 4:30 a.m., a lot of a.m. babies today, and it looks like he was born in Tacoma. So, Miko, welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline.
Thank you.
Hi, Miko. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. And how can I help you today?
Well, where do I start? Life changes. You know, I've been a stay-at-home dad for the last, 14 years.
Okay.
And I was injured prior to that to make that happen, and my wife has kind of taken on the breadwinning role.
Oh, okay.
It has worked out pretty well, and we started a new business here about 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I have, I was injured, and my body has healed. I had a back injury, I had back fusion, and I was pretty messed up, taking a lot of pain meds.
Oh, okay.
And now I'm off my pain meds completely. I'm a miracle.
Wow, that's fabulous.
I'm running again. I'm doing a lot of stuff I never thought I would be able to do.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So now I'm coming into this time where my son is going off to school, off to college here, in August.
Okay.
And that's a big change. And,
right.
I'm just kind of curious about...
What's going on?
What's going on?
Well,
do I take cover or what? Yeah.
Actually, you have multiple things going on here, but two really major things that are happening. First of all, it looks like you and your wife are going through some changes. Is there any change in your relationship?
I think it's changing. We've been kind of braced for this because she's really going to miss our son,
Right.
I will. Well, we've been, he's our only son, and of course we've been very close. But,
right.
And, we've been pretty strong over the years. It's just, with my back, I tell you what, with my back changing, my health changing, it's kind of left us kind of like looking, why didn't this happen before, And we're kind of angry at my doctor.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I've been taking all these pain meds and stuff, and that has stopped me from doing a lot of stuff.
Right, right.
And pain, and so now I'm out of pain, and I'm feeling great because I've done some other things other than I've done some naturopathic
Oh, good. Right.
Process that has really helped.
Right.
And so now, you know, we're kind of looking at each other, blinking our eyes, going, what happened?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm kind of angry about it, too, as well. I'm going, God, all this time was wasted almost, you know.
I would put a different frame around it if I were you, because if you look at it that way, it puts it into a negative time period. In some way or another, you have to take the responsibility for the fact that you weren't ready for that information until you got it.
Yeah, well, and don't get me wrong. I mean, I have never looked back from staying home with my son. You know, I mean,
So it provided you with that time to do that,
exactly.
And that was valuable for you. And it wouldn't have been, you know, it would have been completely different if you hadn't had that time with him. So you know, it was not negative. Certainly, you could think, wow, you know, why didn't I find this sooner? But the reality is, when we haven't found it sooner, it's because we weren't ready for it. You know,
so the
things that are happening here, and I just want to tell you these quickly because we're going to run out of time in a few minutes.
Sure. Yeah.
First of all, you're really doing a new dance with your wife, because both of you are making changes, internal changes. You've obviously made changes because you've gotten well.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a new dance afoot, and you have to learn some new steps in the relationship in order to get it to stay together and to be, you know, on solid footing. You are trying to make some changes to your career, and that will also make some changes to your home life. So, you know, now would be a great time for you to focus on your career, actually, because that's the second change that I want to tell you about, is that right now, you have an incredibly great set of cycles that are fabulous for growth of your career. And not just growth, but healing and doing something inspirational in healing. You might... What kind of work did you do before your...
I was a... initially, I was a bartender.
A bartender.
I had a catering service for a number of years, too, and that's where I actually kind of, the economy kind of changed quickly, and ended up having to kind of close it.
Well,
in my body.
Do you have something in particular that you're wanting to do?
You know, and that's, you know, I'm an artist.
Okay.
Okay,
and it could actually be very, very good time for you to do artistic work.
Mm-hmm.
To grow an artistic type business. I want to let you know that. I'm going to run out of time here, so I hope that will help. And I would encourage you to get a more complete consultation.
Absolutely.
By calling my office sometime and scheduling that. We could do a career consultation for half an hour.
That'd be great.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, Miko.
You bet. Thanks, man.
Okay. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week, your tip is this. Do you have any jobs or tasks that you dislike or dread? If so, your tip for making more money is to stop doing them. When you do these jobs, far from saving you money, you're pushing money away. First, you're not available for higher paying jobs that you're qualified to do. This is known as an opportunity cost. For example, if your hourly rate was $100 an hour, then essentially you're paying yourself that rate for a lower paying job by doing that work. But way beyond that, whenever you do a job you dislike or dread, your energy goes low, and that pushes money away from you and your company. So give up doing the jobs that you dislike. It's truly cheaper to pay others to do them. Stay focused on doing what you love. That will bring you a lot more money. Now, next Friday, on July 24th, I'll give you a mid-year economic update. So what's going on out there in our economy and on the global level? And for our U.S. dollar, what should you expect? I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And in the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's A-S-K-M-A-D-E-L-I-N-E. LINE.com. And while you're there, be sure to get one of the last 2009 Good Timing Guides, and also be sure to order your newsletters. And I think we only have 10 left of the guides, so that you can work in harmony with the universe and have the wind at your back for the rest of the year. Or you can call us toll-free to order or arrange a consultation at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.